So I guess we're on to action item number 13. Report and possible discussion on Possum Kingdom divestiture update. Nicole Castro.
All right. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick update on where everything stands on the divestiture to Patterson PK Land Partnership. Basically, on the surveys, we are complete with the master survey. Other than waiting on a few legal descriptions for the roads, all the field work and the master block survey has been completed. BRA is in the process of receiving resale surveys from the lessees who are purchasing their individual lots. And if they're closing contemporaneously, those resale surveys should be submitted by their surveyor to Linkfield by August 2nd, 2010, and then BRA will get them after that and do their review. The other issue that we're working on right now is the FERC encroachments. And BRA has notified lessees by sending out a letter on July 12th if they have encroachments into the FERC buffer area. We've asked the lessees to submit evidence by August 16th of 2010 to let us know if they think their encroachment is pre-1980 or has been otherwise approved by the BRA. And that information will be used in our application to FERC to ask for FERC guidance and whether those encroachments can remain in place or will need to be removed or modified. It'll also be used by Mr. Patterson in determining whether the lessees need to put up an escrow in their closing with him for the cost of removing that encroachment. The staff has put together an additional letter that I believe went out on Friday clarifying what evidence would be acceptable and the process of for BRA reviewing that evidence and getting that information to Mr. Patterson. And Mr. Patterson has indicated that for lessees who get their information into the Brazos River Authority by the August 16th deadline, he will extend the contemporaneous close deadline through December 15th of 2010, so giving a little additional time just in case BRA is not able to complete their review by September 15th. And in terms of Mr. Patterson's resale, he's received about 1,145 resale contracts, which is about 75% of the lessees. Almost all of those want contemporaneous closings. And in terms of his financing, he's got 11 lenders who have indicated that they're interested in participating on the financing side, and he has received all the funds from his investors that they were supposed to put up. So that's all in place right now. And we are looking at a September 15th closing on the sale from BRA to Mr. Patterson. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Nicole? Nicole, thank you.